Yeah, that's pretty good. Good. Well, here's the thing. I once read, and this always makes me feel slightly ooky, I once read that there are colours, of course, that we can't see, but are, and are not made up of, like, blue and red and green. They are just new colours. Now, how can there be a new colour? That always makes me feel very odd.
That's true, but there's so many colours that you're right, that so many colours that we don't see and that we can't name. Mm-hmm. Well, so we have to give them names. They're like stars.
A couple of specifics, if I could. I often do it, run it almost as a competition. When you begin lavender, firstly, you do four olds. Tremendously brave, because most people would pull that after the third old, I feel. Lavender is an old.
Old, 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 old lady.
Lady. Yeah. Nobody ever guesses you're going to go and say lady. And that's a tremendous thing. That's like hearing Lennon do Imagine for us around here. Old lady. Why is lavender like an old lady?
Well, I picture her in a rocking chair, and lavender goes with. In fact, I did an MTV film that never saw MTV because it was, well, a little on the edge.
Yeah.
I had this lovely lady rocking in silhouette in a rocking chair in lavender.
Mm.
And I had her house where she kept all her flowers, all shot with a pinhole camera so that you could see her home surrounding her in this wonderful fisheye quality. And she dreams through this.
Mm-hmm.
And so the words go beautifully with it. And
one other example later on, and I think this is, again, a tremendous favorite, the fact that beige has a secretary. Beige has an outer office, who knew, with a secretary in it. What was the thinking behind that?
You mean this slightly light tan?
Yeah. No, that's beige. Beige it is. Beige is it. Yeah.
Well,
Miss Slightly Light Tan is out in the outer office, so she is. Yes, she is. What is the thinking behind that?
Well, business is such a serious thing, and beigeness struck me as pretty close, you know, phonetically to biz, beige, beige, beige.
I can see that. Yeah. Now all of a sudden, it is explained. The albums at the time were, I suppose, they didn't threaten Sergeant Pepper's sales, and yet big fans of yours and somebody you eventually worked with, the Grateful Dead. Yeah.
Yes, I did. In fact, they called me up, and I thought it was a put on.
Yeah.
They said, "We want you to come out to San Francisco and bring in New Year with us."
Mm-hmm.
This is some 1990, 1991.
Yeah.
But it was on the level, so we flew to San Francisco, my wife and I, and we met Jerry. They picked us up in the long limousine that took us to the concert hall, and I wailed with Jerry and Mickey Hart and Hansa Eldin.
Wow. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Nordin, we now have to, because we've got to move on with the show, but it's a tremendous pleasure. I hope to do it again to speak to you. Could you just sign us off with, I know it's tough to do, but one little stanza from Colours that leaps to mind immediately.
Well, the one that I like is, in the beginning, long before that, when light was deciding who would be in or out of spectrum, yellow was in serious trouble.
No, thank you, legend. Ken!